strategies do you use for public speaking specifically?
Yeah, of course. So my dad actually gives a lot of big public speaking at conferences and everything. And so he gave me a lot of advice. But basically his biggest one is you could die tomorrow. And it's kind of dark like that, but it's true. It's like, why not put your best foot out there? Because literally life is like so uncertain that you should just put your best self out there all the time. Don't be nervous because you don't know how short or long your life is going to be. So it's like, don't be nervous. Nervous means you're excited, and that means you're going to do great because you care. So if you're nervous, you just got to take a deep breath. There's actually a really cool breathing exercise I saw on a TED Talk where it's like, if you're nervous about something, you basically do one big inhale, like to your max, whatever, and then breathe a little bit more in, and then just release it through your nose, and it just soothes you out. It's like a weird breathing exercise, but it really calms you down. Yeah, just stuff like that. Just like, you're going to be nervous when you give presentations. If there's a presentation I'm not nervous, I'm going to stop presenting, because that means you really are passionate about it. I always rehearse it. I always put jokes in there that I know are going to hit, because I mean, that's more you'll meet me, the more you'll know I like to joke around and stuff. So just making the presentation fun, where I enjoy giving it, presenting and making my own, that's how I find success in my presentations.
That's fun. The breathing thing that you mentioned, like the soothing type of breathing, I actually learned about that and I've looked into this as well. So I find it hilarious that you brought it up. It's actually the same type of thing that children do whenever they're crying. Mm-hmm. So they'll be crying the entire time. In order to calm themselves down, you'll hear them go like, and then like something like that, where they'll end up doing the like inhale so much and then inhale more and then come down, and it's like a soothing thing. I've never thought to use that for presentations beforehand at all. I've always thought of just the something that I do is I try to remind myself to stay open with people, because I have a tendency whenever I'm presenting or speaking with people to like close myself off, kind of like this, like people can see on the video what I'm doing right now, where I like cross my arms and I'm like closed and I kind of like hunch over like this, which is more of it shows off that you're kind of like scared in a sense. And anytime I find myself, whether I'm presenting or speaking to people, kind of closed off like this, sometimes you probably won't hear this like today because I'm open, but if I'm speaking with someone or I'm in a group of people like talking and I happen to be closed off like this, I'll just repeat the word either in my head and sometimes aloud that just says open, to remind myself to just open myself up like this with my arms with my arms wide open, to really project out my chest and show a sense of confidence. I'll do that whenever I'm presenting, as well as I remind myself to breathe deeply. If I can breathe in through my nose and breathe like a whole bunch more deeply, then I notice that will make me more present, and then I'll be able to present better.
Yeah, I actually completely, you reminded me of something. So also one of the biggest keys when I present is, I mean, I talk about you always want to be there. You want to be excited. Smile. That is the number one best thing you can do when you present. Not only is there like a chemical reaction where it makes you feel like you're actually, like it's like fake it till you make it basically. If you actually fake a smile, you actually, there's chemicals in your brain. I don't know the exact science, but I know your mood will lighten. And so if I'm watching a speaker and he's frowning up there and not having a time, I'm not going to enjoy it. If he's smiling, cracking jokes, stuff like that, it's just so much better. Smiling makes you less nervous as well. So always go up there with a big smile and just be happy about what you're presenting. That's my biggest advice.
I love that. I started smiling more at people because I found myself in my own head sometimes, and I would sort of just have a look of like, kind of like a still face, I guess you can say. I don't exactly know how to say that, but I wouldn't really smile. And I made it a point whenever I went back to school this semester, the fall of my junior year, to start smiling more, because I read it's in the book, How to Win Friends and Influence
People. I'm reading that right now, dude.
That's a fantastic book. Keep reading it. But I read that book at the start of the semester, and I wanted to implement more things. And the quote that it says in there that I highlighted, I don't have the physical book, but I read a lot on my iPad. It's, your smile is the first messenger of your goodwill. It's something along those lines. And I read that quote and really realized, oh, I'm not smiling enough. And this is probably why sometimes I feel a little bit down. And sometimes whenever I look back and I see people, they're never really smiling at me. So I know what I decided to do was implement, I'm going to start smiling at everybody whenever I see them. I'm going to make eye contact with them and I'm going to just smile. I don't have to say anything to them, even though I'm still working on becoming like a lot more social and friendly. I'm forcing myself and really trying to get myself in that uncomfortable situation of talking to people. It's like the first thing that you can do is just look at people, look in the eyes, and then just smile at them whenever you see them. You don't have to say anything. Just smile. And what I've noticed from that is, number one, I've became so much happier of a person just by smiling all the time. Like you said, I'm pretty sure I've looked into it a little bit, but I can't tell you. I'll give you like the bro science version, like you said. Definitely releases like chemicals like dopamine or something into your brain that makes you happier, the fake it till you make it type thing. But I also noticed how much of an impact smiling makes on other people. Because I will smile at people, especially women, if I smile at them, usually, and I make eye contact with them and I smile, then they'll smile back and you can tell that they're like happy or whatever, like immediately, because they start smiling. And I feel like that, I can't prove it, I guess, because they're random people who I don't know. And I do it to everybody.
You dirty dog.
But if I smile at anyone. And a lot of times, most people will smile back, especially if you make eye contact with them. And I can't prove it, but I feel like I'm making their day better. And at least it makes my day better because I'm smiling all the time. So I think your point on the presentation of actually being there and being present in the sense of I'm smiling, I'm having a good time, and genuinely taking an interest in whatever you're doing, I think that is huge for not only yourself, but also for other people and making their experience better.
Yeah, exactly. And you talked about the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It also talks about, like, it's in that same chapter, it talks about, like, obviously smiling really helps, but humming too. If like, when I changed my music taste kind of from, like, I don't know, like hard rap to, like, you know, like some, like, light pop and rock, because not only do I feel more, like, happy and more energized when I'm in public, I can hum this song. Sometimes I'll be singing that song, even like in an airport, but I'll be like, when I wake up or something like that, like stuff like that, just because it boosts my mood. And I know whoever's listening is like, he's got a great voice, he just made my day. So no, trust me, I'm not that confident about my voice, but no, humming also boosts your mood as well. If you're too tired to smile, hum something and it just improves your mood greatly too.
Sometimes if I can't, like, I can't really get myself to smile or I'm in a particularly good mood, this goes both ways, I'll like chuckle or laugh randomly. And if I do that, like, anytime I laugh, I always end up smiling. And it's like, I'll do this out the camera really fast for you guys, for anyone who's looking online, because I just did it. Well, you see, you're doing it now.
Well, yeah, now I am laughing. No, I'm just laughing because you're laughing, bro.
If you just, if you laugh, you laugh and then you start to smile.
Yeah, I get it.
So sometimes it's odd. It's odd sometimes, but I like it. And I think that's really all that matters, because I'm with myself 100% of the time. Yeah. So sometimes I'll be in like a social setting, or I'll be in like a class or something like that, or just walking like random. And I'll just like kind of chuckle to myself like like that, just once like this, just to get myself to smile. Or if I think about something like that particularly makes me happy and I just chuckle or something like that. It sounds like it's really odd, but like if you try it, like you were just doing it right now, where you just randomly laugh and then you sort of smile and you like feel like a little bit happier. I feel like that's a fantastic thing. Just smile. Like, if you can get yourself to smile more, you'll be happier. And I think that'll make you become more successful.
Yeah. No, I was laughing because you were laughing and I was laughing and then you were laughing and then it just,
I absolutely love that. Yeah. Smiling is fantastic.